Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Peter 1:13 to 21. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13 to 21. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, "Be holy, because I am holy." Since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. My theme for reflection is living the Exodus life, hope, holiness, and the journey home. Living the Exodus life, hope, holiness, and the journey home. Someone once joked that the hardest part of going on a long journey is not packing the suitcase, but deciding where you are truly going. Many people wander through life busy with activities, responsibilities, and distractions, yet never stop to ask the deeper question, where is my life actually headed? The Christian faith begins by answering that question. According to the Apostle Peter, our lives are not random wanderings, but a purposeful journey toward glory. In 1 Peter 1:13 to 21, the Apostle speaks to believers scattered across the Roman world who were experiencing pressure, misunderstanding, and suffering because of their faith. Peter reminds them that their story is part of a much older story, the story that began with Israel's exodus from Egypt. Just as God delivered Israel from slavery and led them toward the promised land, so Christians live in a spiritual exodus, rescued from the futility of sin and moving toward the future glory God has prepared. Peter therefore says, prepare your minds for action. Set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The imagery echoes the Passover night in Exodus, when Israel ate the lamb with their belts fastened and sandals on, ready to move. Faith, in other words, is not passive. It is a life lived in readiness, with our hearts oriented toward the future God promises. The early Christians understood this deeply. They knew that following Christ meant leaving behind patterns inherited from the past, ways of living shaped by fear, pride, or destructive habits. Peter calls these the futile ways inherited from your forefathers. But the good news is that believers have been ransomed, not with silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, the spotless Lamb of God. The great African theologian Augustine of Hippo once wrote, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." That restlessness explains much about human life today. We chase success, entertainment, wealth, or recognition, hoping they will satisfy us. Yet they rarely do. Peter reminds us that our deepest hope cannot rest in passing pleasures, but in the grace that will be revealed when Christ returns. A small story illustrates this. A young man named Daniel worked tirelessly to build a successful career. Promotions came quickly, but so did exhaustion and anxiety. One evening, he visited his grandmother, who quietly asked him, "Are you building a life or just running from one task to another?" That question unsettled him. Over time, Daniel realized that he had placed his hope entirely in temporary things. Slowly, he began reshaping his life around faith, service, and relationships. His circumstances did not become easier overnight, but his direction became clearer. He had finally found a compass. Scripture echoes this call elsewhere. The Apostle Paul writes in Colossians 3 verse 2, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." The Christian life is lived with eyes fixed on the future God promises, even while we serve faithfully in the present. During Lent, this passage invites us to examine our direction. Lent reminds us that Christ's journey to the cross was the decisive act that ransomed us from futility. Because of him, our lives now move toward hope, holiness, and a restored relationship with God. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what hopes currently guide your daily decisions, temporary comforts, or the future God promises? Number two, are there habits or patterns inherited from the past that God may be inviting you to leave behind? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take a few quiet minutes to write down three things that often compete for your hope, success, approval, comfort, or security. Then pray and consciously place your hope in Christ, asking God to guide your steps toward a life shaped by his grace. Gracious God, you have ransomed us not with silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb without blemish. As we journey through this Lenten season, help us to set our hope fully on the grace you have promised. Strengthen us to leave behind the futile ways of the past and to walk as your obedient children. May our lives reflect your holiness, and may our faith and hope rest firmly in you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.